Next on Making Sense of the Madness, Biden's American Babies Last policy continues despite efforts to stop a crisis. The stock market continues to tank and the Federal Reserve is stuck between a rock and a hard place. Dr. Kirk Elliott will report on that. And Graham Ledger will tell us about how Democrat efforts to stop gas price gouging and encourage electric vehicle sales only hurts poor and working class Americans. Finally, the FCC has changed the definition of SMS communication to allow for censorship. We're going to discuss how you can get around it. We're going to question the mainstream narrative and expose media propaganda right now.
Well, Operation Flying Formula brought 78,000 pounds of formula to Indianapolis Airport from overseas. But as WRTV's Meredith Hackler reports, it will still be a few weeks before we start to see more formula on store shelves.
Sorry, she's very vocal.
Stephen and Megan Gendig feed their daughter Ensley a specific kind of formula due to her dairy allergy. Lucky for mom Megan, she's able to feed her breast milk part of the time. The family says having formula heading to the States is a weight off their shoulders.
For us, it's a significant, huge relief for us. But I know for moms that are specifically formula feeding, this is a huge, huge relief for them. And now we know that we can go to bed and sleep well knowing that our babies can be fed.
But it might be a bit longer before there is more formula on grocery shelves, mainly because the formula that was flown to Indianapolis on Sunday is dedicated to babies who have very specific allergies.
Yes, it looks like the Biden administration's efforts to keep baby formula factories closed in bureaucratic red tape, as well as shipping much-needed baby formula to illegal immigrants at the border and Ukrainians abroad, has backfired. That is, if you think that this manufactured crisis wasn't the purpose all along. And now Biden's use of the Defense Production Act and shipping of emergency supplies of specialized baby formula will only last a few days. It's only worth a temporary photo op and won't actually solve the crisis. You know, we live in the USA. We have the most sophisticated logistics and manufacturing in the world. We can make and distribute our own baby formula, as we have done so unimpeded for decades. So if you use your common sense, you can tell that an unconventional war is being waged against American families and their babies. Well, the former VP Mike Pence has gotten back in politics to endorse Brian Kemp, you know, that governor of Georgia that helped the 2020 election steal. Despite the fact that Trump has endorsed his opponent, David Perdue, Pence is going full steam ahead with Ryan Never Trumpers. Looks like Pence is eyeing a 2024 run, and it makes you wonder if he's going to choose Liz Cheney as his running mate. Well, the self-proclaimed elites of the world are gathering in Davos, Switzerland for a World Economic Forum event. 5,000 Swiss troops, along with thousands of local police, are protecting the area and instituting a no-fly zone. Conservative reporter Jack Posobiec was even detained temporarily. I guess they don't want us to find out about how they want to recalibrate free speech, whatever that means. Let's watch this clip.
We are finding ourselves in a place where we have increasing polarization everywhere, and everything feels binary when it doesn't need to be. So I think we're going to have to think about a recalibration of a whole range of human rights that are playing out online, you know, from freedom of speech to the freedom to, you know, to be free from online violence, or the right of data protection to the right to child dignity.
That's right. You really have to read between the lines to try to understand their agenda. Well, just as the Bill Gates-funded tabletop game predicted last year, the monkeypox would be released in May of this year, monkeypox is the latest plandemic. Now we can find out that the Wuhan Institute of Virology, of all places, has been playing around with viral strains of monkeypox. It seems we're going to have to learn from COVID-19 to not repeat the last few years of tyranny. And I'll have my eye on the U.S.-funded biolabs in Ukraine, Taiwan, and yes, even China. I'm sure that Russia, China, and the U.S. will be pointing their fingers at each other when it comes time to find out who funded designed and released a series of pandemics on the world. This is World War III. You're living through it, and it is biowarfare. That is it for the breaking news headlines. Next, Dr. Kirk Elliott will help us make sense of the financial madness as soon as we get back.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability, they all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Yes, Kirk Elliott is a PhD economist and founder of Kirk Elliott Private Advisors. Kirk is joining us today. Kirk, what is the latest regarding these financial indicators that you might be paying attention to now?
Well, it's really kind of troublesome, very troublesome when you start to look at history, right? So if you look at 2000, for example, you know, when the NASDAQ came down 80%, 80 over 2.5 years, what did the first 6 months look like? Well, the first 6 months of that correction after the 10-year buildup, it came down 21%. So you look at what's happening in tech stocks right now. 10-year buildup, 2012 to 2022. In the last 6 months, tech stocks are down 29%. It's actually worse than it was during that buildup in 2000 that caused an 80% correction. Now, add on top of that, the biggest, broadest measure of stock market growth or health is the S&P 500. The S&P 500 has had 8 weeks in a row of downward action. That's the worst since the Great Depression. The worst. We haven't seen it like this since the Great Depression. And so when you look at some of these macro trends, what does it tell you? Tech stocks, broad-based S&P 500, they're overbought. They're exhausted and they need to correct. It's not like a correction is anything out of the ordinary or extreme, right? They just happen when you get irrational exuberance, everybody's going in, the growth becomes so extreme that then it just needs to cool off. Well, that's where we are right now. And so I'm expecting that history will actually repeat itself, right? So when you look at that, I'm expecting much more blow off on tech stocks, much more blow off on S&P 500, just like what we've been talking about, Sean, on this show for many months now. But you add to that, what's coming down with tech stocks? Crypto is. So the chief investment officer for Guggenheim basically thinks that Bitcoin will probably hit 8,000. Well, it's at 30,000 right now, right? See, when things get overbought, they have to correct because it's mathematically impossible for them to stay up there at these numbers. When it's stimulus money, when it's debt that's creating the growth, and that's what we have right now.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking of the past crises we've had, like the tech sell-off that we had in the 2000s and so forth. But you know, we're in a different environment than back then. We're in a different debt environment. We have the death of the dollar happening. You know, couldn't this be a lot worse?
Well, it will be a lot worse. We're actually moving in this direction, right? Because at some point, what's going to make it worse? Well, what makes it worse is where the dollar is right now. So the dollar is basically losing its reserve currency status with the removal of the petrodollar standard and with what Russia is doing with India, with Poland, and now other countries. There's no built-in demand for the US dollar anymore. Now that you've got interest rates that are rising, that's going to put much downward pressure on real estate and the bond market as well. So it's not like these trends that we're seeing are peaking out and ending. They're just beginning, which is why I think there's a lot of downward action for the stock and bond market, real estate, you know, in general, because they're very interest rate sensitive markets. But those exact fundamentals that cause those markets to come down cause gold and silver to go up. Tangible assets go up with inflationary pressures, and that's what we're seeing right now in this market.
Yeah, it hasn't. The gold and silver precious metals haven't gone up as much as you would think they would so far. But could there be like a skyrocket like we had? I think it was 1980. You know, that we had gold and go up by, you know, since then times 40 times or something like that. It's unbelievable growth. Could we have the same kind of skyrocket in precious metals prices, or do you think it'll be gradual at first? How could it play out?
Well, I think it's been gradual at first. I think we've gotten through a lot of the gradual phase because you've seen gold go up almost 30% over the last 17 months. And every market goes through three phases, right? You've got the initial, you know, where everybody's starting to get in, and then it's going to be consistent growth for a while. That's where we are right now, is in that second stage of a bull market where it's just kind of steady Eddie growth. Then you get into the kind of more explosive growth in the third phase of any bull market. And I don't care if we're talking about real estate, stocks, you know, gold, silver, they all go through these three phases of growth. And I think we are getting into that third phase of gold and silver explosive growth, because it's a function of many things. It's a function of flight for quality because the stock market's now collapsing. It's a function of inventory. There's not a lot of silver right now. The industrial demand is at the highest point it's ever been. Plus the investor demand is at a crazy high point. And the actual supply is very limited. When you have low supply and high demand, prices go up. And then you've got, added to that, the short squeeze. Add to that, you've got geopolitical conflict with war in Russia, Ukraine, probably soon to be followed by China, Taiwan. You add all of those unforeseen elements to the picture, and it paints a really nice picture for gold and silver moving forward.
It really does, because a lot of people think of gold and silver as protecting and preserving wealth, and it certainly is. But during these times that you're describing, it could actually create a lot of wealth, and that's pretty exciting. Thank you, Dr. Kirk Elliott. Next, Graham Ledger will help us make sense of the Democrats' energy policy as soon as we get back.
Did you know that annuities are a great way to protect a portion of your retirement portfolio from downside risk? And unlike CDs and money market accounts, they accumulate tax-deferred and can participate in the upside of market indexes. And they are probate-free and can provide an income that you can't outlive? With all the different companies, features, indexes, and benefits which annuities offer, it can be confusing choosing which annuity is best for your unique situation. Let a company you can trust help you select an annuity that's right for you. Call the Cleveland Insurance Group at 844-USA-2024. That's the Cleveland Insurance Group at 844-USA-2024. Add an annuity to your retirement portfolio and start enjoying the many benefits that smart investors love. The Cleveland Insurance Group, 844-USA-2024.
Graham Ledger is a two-time Emmy Award-winning newsman, formerly of One American News. Graham, what are the Democrats up to now?
What are they up to? I don't use the word Democrat anymore, Sean. I just use the word Marxist, because that's what the modern Democrat Party has become. And unfortunately, as the modern Democrat Party has slid into Marxism, the modern Republican Party has slid along to the left along with it. I was just lamenting on social media a couple days ago, I wish I didn't have to vote GOP. There are so many and too many rhinos and people we send to Washington, D.C., like this guy Crenshaw, right? The guy with the eye patch from Texas. I remember when he burst on the scene and everybody thought he was a true blue conservative. Now it appears, I haven't really researched him much lately, but it appears as though he's a complete and total sellout rhino globalist, unfortunately. This is why, by the way, I'm a firm believer in term limits for Congress. We can get there if we do an Article 5 convention of the states. Washington will never impose term limits on itself. But I'm a believer of one and you're done. Get them out of Washington. You know, the framers of the Constitution wanted us to put down our rakes when we're plowing our field, or put down our plows, put our horses away, our mules, our 2,000 mules, and go to Washington, D.C. for a couple of years, serve, and then go home. They never envisioned a Nancy Pelosi. They never envisioned a Chuck Schumer. They never envisioned a Joe Biden, these career politicians who really haven't worked a minute in the private sector. But I've digressed here. What are they up to? About 99 years ago, one of the most infamous political creatures in the history of the planet said something that's relevant right now that's going on in the Keystone State in Pennsylvania. They still haven't figured out who won the Senate primary there. What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on? Well, I'll tell you what's going on. This is exactly what the Marxists want. This is a prelude, ladies and gentlemen, a prelude to what you're going to see in November. This is exactly a dry run. They're going to be counting ballots a week after the election. Why? Because they want to, because they need to fix the elections, just like they did in 2020. So we don't know. We don't know which of these two candidates, Oz or McCormick, that the Marxists want to face their guy. So they're going to fix this thing. I'm sorry, but they're going to fix this thing for whichever is the weaker of the two candidates, the candidate they think they can beat. It's probably Oz, by the way, all due respect to Donald Trump. But Philadelphia has a history here of political malfeasance, a long history. In fact, during the 2020 election cycle, went almost unnoticed. This election official out of Philadelphia pled guilty to adding votes to the electoral tallies in the elections of 2014 and 2016. Obviously, he didn't do quite enough a good job in 2016 to get Hillary Clinton foisted into the White House, which was obviously the plan. But this is the inherent problem in our system right now, and I believe it's something the framers of the Constitution would have never envisioned. Donald Trump is weighing in on this, as only Donald Trump could and only Donald Trump would. But he's got the guts to address this, and he's been tweeting about this. Well, I guess he's been truthing about this, and I have a quote from Donald Trump, and he hits the nail on the head, as he often does. And this is the quote. He says, "Can you imagine the Pennsylvania primaries ended 5 days ago?" Now, this was a couple days ago, so now we're 7 days post the primary, "with early voting of possible fake and other mail-in ballots going on for weeks, and we still have no idea of what is happening or when it will end. France counted millions of paper ballots on their election day, no problem. It's all strictly third world, which is what our country is becoming." Unfortunately, that's where we are. There is a remedy for this, and to me, it is a constitutional amendment. Maybe it's the 28th Amendment to the Constitution. And that is very simply that there is one election day, that there will be no mail-in ballots unless there is a need and unless that mail-in ballot is notarized. How about that? What a crazy idea. And also this crazy thing called voter ID. If we have a constitutional amendment that includes that and a couple of other things, and maybe we dip our fingers into ink, you know, like they do in the Middle East. Instead of these stupid stickers that say, "I voted," everybody knows that you voted because your finger is purple. But the bottom line is what's happening today, 99 years ago, Joseph Stalin said, it doesn't matter who votes. It doesn't matter how we campaign. It doesn't matter who we get out to vote. What matters is who counts the vote. Who counts the vote? And unfortunately, that's what we got going on right now in Pennsylvania. And that's what the Democrats are up to right now, the Marxists in Pennsylvania.
Well, these things like term limits for Congress people and voter ID, this is something most Americans agree to and want, and it's only going to happen if they demand it. Thank you, Graham Ledger. Next, Chris Hoare of the Satellite Phone Store will tell us this cellular censorship as soon as we get back. Chris Hoare is the founder of the Satellite Phone Store. Chris, tell us about this legalese that the FCC did to censor SMS communication.
Well, Sean, it was back in December of 2018 when they decided to change the definition of text messaging from a communication service to an information service. And what that did inherently was enable the federal government or the carriers to start censoring, blocking, banning people from their networks with no legal repercussions whatsoever. So it's a pretty scary move. And, you know, I think you'll agree that when government gets a new power, they tend to grow it, not to shrink it. So we don't know what's going to happen in the future. We do know that after 2018, when at Galileo, we sent out messages from Steve Quayle that contained the word COVID and the word vaccine. All of those messages were blocked and not delivered, and our account was shut off. So we were unable to deliver messages via that service.
What is the Galileo service?
The Galileo service is a service that provides text messaging, uncensored text messaging from influencers like Steve Quayle, Mike Adams, Steve Bannon, two people who have satellite communications devices so that they can stay connected during any kind of power outage or any kind of major events such as a hurricane or a terrorist attack where cell phones are down. Galileo provides messages via the Iridium satellite phone network to satellite phones or baby stick devices so that you can stay in touch from the sources you trust. You can get news from people you already trust in an emergency. And that's when the government tends to take over in an emergency or a wartime, when they like to control the narrative. So they're obviously getting well prepared to shut off or censor the cell phone network. So we want to try and provide an alternative, free speech, uncensored platform for influencers who have large followings to be able to continue to get their message out.
So what are the various options people have? The standard SMS is mostly surveilled and censored. And what are the other options?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, the satellite phone networks are not censored, I think primarily because the federal government and the U.S. military is actually using these networks. So they're not going to censor themselves, and they're too small to really be on the radar at the moment. Whereas the cell phone networks, as you know, are very heavily controlled and monitored. And this change that we saw from the FCC just is one thing that we've seen that they're doing to make sure that they control speech on cell phones. But that is not going on yet on the satellite phone networks, meaning that those networks are really one of the only ways to communicate where you're not going to be censored, shut off, or listened to or followed. I mean, you know, your cell phone is listening to you, following you, watching you. You can be tracked to within a couple of feet of where you are in your cell phone. On a satellite phone, the closest they can track you to is 50 square miles.
This kind of reminds me of the analogy that people who own private jets and yachts kind of have a different set of rules from people who are on commercial flights, for example. So there's different regulation for satellite phone tech than there is for just the regular tech most people use. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, look, these things weren't designed for you and me. They were designed for the elites. Back in the 90s when the phones cost thousands of dollars and airtime was 10, 20, 30 bucks a minute. At the satellite phone store, you know, we managed to bring those prices way, way down. And before the Ukraine-Russia situation, we were giving satellite phones away for free with activation, really making them available to anyone and everyone. But the global supply chain shortages have seen to that, and satellite phones are unavailable at the moment. But we do have things like the Bivy device, which enables you to communicate from anywhere to anywhere on Earth via text message for just $69.95 a month.
So what is this device? You know, how does it work? What does it look like? And it's not surveillable the way a regular SMS would be?
That's correct. Yeah, it's a very small device. It's essentially a satellite phone hotspot. This device here connects to your iPhone or Android phone via Bluetooth. And with a free app download, you can then use your phone to communicate over the satellite phone networks. So even if you don't have a cell phone chip in your phone, you'll still be able to send and receive text messages with the Bivy stick. And that's, you know, obviously great during any kind of emergency or breakdown, or if you're in, you know, an area where there is no cell phone service, you can still get communications in and out. And that can be life-saving, of course.
What are some of the advantages? Let's say people want to keep one of these in their car in case they have a breakdown. What are some of the advantages to having the Bivy stick as opposed to a full satellite phone? It's lower cost, for example.
Yeah, it is slightly lower cost at just $69.95 a month. The satellite phone service tends to be run around $99.95 a month. But we just don't have any satellite phones available for sale. We did have thousands at the beginning of the year, and we sold all of those. And because of the component shortage, we're not able to get any more at the moment. No more are being produced. There's a lot of these components are coming out of China. And, of course, there's all kinds of issues going on over there with factories shut down and what have you. We're hoping to get more satellite phones in the near future, but we just don't know, Sean. It's like this shortage is worldwide. They don't make a lot of these devices to begin with, you know. But going back to your original question, look, I mean, if you have a Bivy stick, we had a tragic story just in Yosemite last summer in late August, where a family and their newborn baby were going for a hike in Yosemite, and they got a little bit off track. They got lost. They were trying to place phone calls, send text messages from their cell phones, and none of them were delivered. And the next day, the family was found deceased. And it's a horrific story. And look, but it happens all the time. You know, this whole country is not covered in cell phone service. It's only really the major populated areas where it's profitable. So if you get a little bit off the beaten track, you know, you're not going to be able to communicate. And even if the weather is good and there's nothing else going on, you get lost and you get disorientated. Now you can be in a lot of trouble.
What are some of the industries, sectors, commercial type of people who are in remote areas working and they start to realize they need this type of technology? Can you give us some examples?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's people out there conducting geological studies. There's oil companies. We have a lot of oil companies and oil and gas drillers who are drilling in the middle of nowhere. You know, they need to stay in, you know, in communication. Again, look, I mean, we've seen just last year in Texas, where the whole state was without power and they were also without cell phone service. And these are people living in just regular, you know, first world cities where you never expect to be without internet or power or cell service. So it can happen absolutely anywhere. But we also provide services to the fishing industry, the trucking industry, the airlines, you name it. I mean, anyone who is going anywhere where, cell phone service is not an option, all of these industries rely, you know, on this kind of communication, as does FEMA. You know, when you see a terrible hurricane event like you did in Katrina or plenty of other examples, unfortunately, the cell phone towers are knocked out. And so cell phone service does not work. These devices like the satellite phone or the Bivy, they communicate directly with the satellites in the sky. So, you know, they don't need those local cell phone towers in order to communicate. And with these devices, you can make a call to any other phone, whether it's a cell phone, landline, anywhere in the world. They don't need to have a satellite phone on the other end. So, you know, they are, you know, always on, always available services that can save lives or just help you conduct your day-to-day business.
All right. Well, we appreciate that you've been partnering with us for a while now, and I see that you're partnered with other Patriot networks and so forth. Why is satellite phone store, and maybe it's your industry that's privacy oriented, why aren't you guys funding Black Lives Matters and funding the latest liberal craze? Why are you guys patriotic and anti-tyranny? You know, is it the culture of your industry or of you and your team? Or, you know, what is it that makes you guys more patriot friendly?
Well, look, I just think that we like you stand for freedom of speech, for the First Amendment and for the U.S. Constitution. And you know, your audiences tend to be similar thinking, and they also tend to want to be prepared for an emergency. And that's where we come in. So we provide communications in case of an emergency, but every day we're looking to provide services that allow people to communicate without censorship. And without hindrance from the government or from the cell phone carriers. And that's what we do. And that's what we've done for 20 years. And we found a, you know, receptive audience with your great network and others like it, you know. So we're very proud to be associated with you. And, you know, it's been great for us. We hope it's been good for you, too. But, yeah, we plan to continue that. No one else is really offering that kind of access to a customer base that has similar thinking.
Right. Thank you for that. Really appreciate you supporting the Patriot community. Just want to talk to you about cost, because I remember years ago I wanted to get a satellite phone and realized there's just no way I could afford it. The monthly fees, the hardware fees and everything. And it seems like the cost of having a regular cell phone or smartphone has been growing. So, you know, it used to be you could have a flip phone and you could get by, but now it seems like everybody wants an iPhone that costs $1,000. And the fees for monthly just to have a cell phone nowadays, talking over $100, right? So when did this change happen that satellite phones became competitive with regular phones?
It's really been the last couple of years. I mean, look, my latest iPhone, I think, was $1,200, which is insane. That's more than I paid for my first car, you know. But we continue to see these price increases. And the monthly bills, you know, whilst they used to be $20-$30 run limited, now, you know, again, topping $200 for me. So the satellite phones really now are definitely no more expensive than the cell phone. And what they do provide is privacy. You know, there are no video cameras. There are no cameras on these things watching you, no mics listening to you, and you're not being tracked and no one is able to track you. So they're providing services that cell phones don't. And, you know, the satellite phones come in at $99.95 a month. I mean, that is an awful lot cheaper than it used to be. And the bivvy stick at $69.95 a month, I mean, that's even cheaper still. So this is not only kind of private communications, uncensored communications, it's also more affordable in many cases than a regular cell phone service. And your cell phone is not going to work without powered cell phone towers, and it's not going to work during an emergency, and it's not going to work when you're outside of their grid. The satellite phone grid covers the entire planet, pole to pole, wherever you are. You know, ask anyone who's been brave enough to serve in the U.S. military. They use these phones to communicate in wartime and for wartime operations, and also to call their families back home. So, you know, it's a great service that the Iridium Network provides. We're very proud to be associated with them, and we're proud to be able to offer people uncensored communications at a price that they can afford.
Can you step us through the process? Let's say someone wants to try this out. What kind of hardware is required? How do you use the hardware? And what kind of commitments involved?
So typically for a satellite phone, it is very much similar to an early cell phone. It's very simple to use. You're looking at when we get them back in, they're going to be under $1,000. Say we were doing them for free earlier in the year with activation. But under $1,000 and $99.95 a month for a 12-month commitment, I'm sorry. The Bivvy stick is just a flat one-year contract with $69.95 a month for unlimited messaging in and out. So extremely affordable. The Bivvy stick is very small. It's around the size of a pack of cigarettes. It connects. You turn it on, it'll connect to your Android phone or your iPhone via Bluetooth. You then just simply download a free app from the Play Store or the App Store. And then you keep your Bivvy stick on you, and you could just operate through your cell phone as you used to, sending and receiving messages. So, you know, it's kind of like one of those hotspots, if you remember back in the day, you'd get from a company like T-Mobile or what have you that would enable you to have Wi-Fi wherever. This is a similar thing, but with a satellite signal. So it doesn't rely on any kind of cell towers, and you're always going to be connected. You're not going to be stuck in a situation where you can't make or receive a call like that tragic family, you know, last year. That is not going to happen to you because you're always in range of the Iridium network.
So you can do phone calls, you can do text messages. Can you get Wi-Fi? Can you actually send emails and, you know, do internet related things?
No, I mean, yeah, with the satellite phones, you can make and receive calls and send and receive text messages. With the Bivvy, it's text messages only. The satellite networks are not set up to do the kind of internet through these devices, but at the satellite phone store, we do have units that are no bigger than an iPad that can give you 5G type connections to the internet anywhere in the world. They are a little more expensive, but again, before the Ukraine situation, we were doing those for free with activation, and you're looking at a minimum of maybe a couple of $100 a month. But you're talking about internet at the speeds you're used to in the middle of the ocean, the middle of the desert, middle of Ukraine. You know, there's a lot of this equipment has gone out there to, you know, to the Ukrainians, you know, in the last couple of months. So, but on these devices, no, it's text messages or it's, you know, it's voice calls. But look, in an emergency, in a pinch, if you can get a phone call out, that can save your life, as you know. And, you know, unfortunately, situations where that's necessary are more and more common these days.
Can you give us some examples of types of emergencies you mentioned in Texas? You also mentioned someone getting lost. But what are some of the types of emergencies and natural disasters that are most common that people might be able to recognize the need here?
I mean, look, just simple with the trucking industry. We provide this equipment to a lot of truckers, and they are driving across the country. If they break down in the middle of Death Valley where there is no cell phone service, they have a limited amount of time to get assistance. You know, if there is a car accident, these are very common situations where our phones come into use. I mean, we supply them also for the Baja 500, the Baja 1000 races in Mexico, where guys are like racing through that that country and you know, in very tough terrain. And they have a lot of accidents, and we save a lot of lives right there. And these are not, you know, emergency situations. These are just regular sporting events. So, you know, we're helping those guys out. But day to day, it's like you can be here in Colorado. A lot of people are going skiing, they're going hiking, you know, and they are out of cell phone service, and people run into trouble. And look, it, you know, whilst these phones can't be tracked by anyone else, the phones and the baby stick, they have a little red button on there. If you press that, that is going to send a signal to the emergency services, and they're going to come find you. But that's up to you. Only you can press that, and that will send your location out there. So if you're by yourself and you have a broken arm or something, if you can press one button, you can get assistance, and that can be life-saving. And look, every single day of the year, lives are saved with, you know, because people have these phones. Our good friend Steve Quayle, he was out with his wife in the Grand Canyon. There was an accident. They had no cell phone signal, but his satellite phone, which he got, I think, the week before, enabled him to make a call to the emergency services. And I think they got a life flight or medevac, something out of there. And she was okay, thank God. But it is every day that these phones save lives. And it's not just in the disasters, but disasters, unfortunately, keep happening, you know, across the world. And so, you know, it is always better to be prepared and not to need these kind of devices and have them and then need them and not have them.
Absolutely. I'm living in rural Brazil right now, and I'm about an hour's drive from a hospital. And, you know, it's just one of those things that not everyone lives in a city. And you sometimes in an emergency situation, you really need to be able to make a phone call or do a text. So, you know, how many of your clients are just people who live in a rural area?
That's probably half of them, honestly. And it's like they, you know, like you, they know that not everything is just a, you know, a couple of minutes away, and communications in a lot of the world are not everywhere. You know, they don't cover, these cell phone networks don't cover everything. So yeah, there's a lot of people like yourself. It is a good idea. Look, money's always tight, you know, especially these days, but considering, you know, I'm one of these idiots who pays like $5 for a cup of coffee every day. Right. So if I cut that out, you know, that's more than the cost of a sat phone service or bivy stick service a month. You know, there's lots of, we've really tried to make this affordable. And as you know better than anyone, it's like living where you do, and being an hour away from a hospital, you need to have those kind of communications, because they can absolutely save your life and save your family's life and help protect you.
Absolutely. Can you explain the hardware a little bit more? Because I know that sometimes you need to have kind of clearance to the sky, so to be outdoors, but you might have some additional equipment people can have in their home if they want to use it in their home. Is that correct?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, the satellite phones, you do need to be able to see the sky to get a signal out. Sometimes they'll work indoors a little bit, but unlike on the show 24, where you've got Kiefer Sutherland, who's 2 miles below the ground on a satellite phone, that is fiction, I'm afraid. But no, as long as you can see the sky, you can make a call. If you can't and you're going to be inside a building lot, we provide services where we will install antennas and equipment on top of buildings. We'll put them on top of boats, on planes, and what have you. We have certified installers around the country and around the world who will do these installations. So, for example, here in Louisiana, we've been very busy installing these antennas with utilities on their, you know, their buildings. We have chemical companies who always have to be in touch, you know, with the outside world. We've, you know, installed these units on their buildings too. And we can put this on a house, a private house, or a small office building. There's nothing really that we can't do to get connected. There's nobody we can't get connected to the satellite networks, whether it's for voice or for internet or for both. And again, that's something we do every day. And we have a lot of business and commercial clients, you know, who where it's not just about, you know, being prepared. It's about doing business every day and never being interrupted.
Absolutely. That reliability is so key because, you know, when someone else's grid is unreliable, you need the backup to be reliable. I have a really close friend. He lives on a sailboat, and this is just a perfect application for him. All those boaters out there who, you know, want to have, you know, be able to press that button when they have an emergency, for example. So it's definitely good for the boating world. Can you explain, though, what are your competitors? Who are your competitors? How are you different from them? Are there a lot of options out there for people? You know, how does this work? Because I've never heard of where people can even get satellite phones. You're one of the only companies I've ever heard of. So how do you guys differentiate?
Well, look, there's not a lot of competition. You know, there's not a lot of choice in this area. The Iridium network was first put up by Motorola back in the late 90s. And then the Inmarsat network, which was a British concern, is really the only other viable option, you know, for satellite voice communications. So there's two companies. They don't have a lot of reps across the country. We do have competitors at the satellite phone store. But, you know, we've by providing the most value for our customers and the best customer service and the best choice of what is out there, you know, we've really grown to be, you know, what we feel is the one of the leaders, if not the leader in this business in the United States and around the world. And that's because we're focused on making this affordable and making it easy for our customers. You know, we believe that not just the rich should have protection in times of need and distress, not just the rich should have the ability to communicate without censorship. You know, we believe everyone should have that. And so that's why we were the first to offer phones for free with activation. And that's why we continue to innovate in the products and services that we have.
I have two elderly parents, and they both have iPhones, and they're always having problems with them. And they try to contact Apple, and Apple says, talk to the cell phone company, and the cell phone company says, talk to Apple. And they just get sent in this circle where no one wants to help them. You know, can you explain customer service in your industry with your company? How does that work when people get your equipment and they don't know how it works? Can they just pick up the phone and call you guys?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I mean, and we understand that this is new equipment for most people. And so we don't have one of those trees where you press one or two or three and you end up just getting no one's available right now or go somewhere else. No, we take responsibility for the customers that we get. We're very grateful for their business, and we want to make sure that they can use this equipment so it can do the best for them and provide the best services for them. It can save their lives. It's available. They know what they're doing. We don't push our customers off onto anyone else. Not that there's anyone else who would understand it, but no, we take responsibility for them. We appreciate their business, appreciate all business, and we want to make sure that we will, you know, we work with you until you are familiar with enough with the equipment to be okay. And, you know, if something happens down the road, we're going to be there too. We've been in business for over 20 years. And I think that's why, honestly, Sean, is because we do our absolute best to look after our customers.
Absolutely, Chris. You know, I was reading your bio before we started the show, and I was just looking at how you've been in technology for a while. You were a trader in the London Exchange, weren't you? Can you tell us a little bit about your career path and where you are now? Because I think you're also dipping your toes into some of the newest technology as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I've been in, after trading, I came to this country and got into communications. And back then it was long distance and we were, you know, selling alternatives to the high-priced AT&Ts of the world. And then we went from that to cell phones and then to satellite phones. But what we, you know, what we've seen along the way is this increasing control of the internet, whether it's by governments or whether it's the World Economic Forum trying to take over everything and, you know, decide who's allowed on the internet, who's not. So what we've got to is a place where we see an opportunity to continue freedom of expression, freedom of speech with this new kind of Web3 evolving technology, which is much more decentralized. The problem with the internet and communications today is that they're controlled, as you know, in this country, in the United States, by maybe five companies that control all of the internet, and they get the legislation written whatever the way they want, you know, with the federal government, because they have so many lobbyists on K Street and so much money. And none of that benefits us. And we've seen that more and more recently, where these companies decide that you're not suitable to be on the internet or our platform. We're going to cut you off and shut you off and shut you up. We don't think that that's the right way to go. We're not pushing any kind of political agenda other than freedom of speech and freedom of expression as guaranteed under the First Amendment. And look, one of the reasons why I moved to this country is because I respected what you guys have here that we don't have in the UK. We don't have almost anywhere else in the world that's meaningful. And we and I want to see and to make sure we do our best to give everyone the opportunity to express their opinion. You know, I don't have to like it, but you should have the right to, you know, to put it out there. And that's the thing. And that's what we're not seeing today. We're seeing a movement towards only allowing people on your networks or the internet who, you know, follow a certain political narrative. And we don't think that's right. And we don't think that that's led to anything good, you know, across the time of history. If you look at where book burning was, you know, the norm and so on, these were not great places to be. And we don't want to see that in America. So we are working on technology that will give everyone the ability to put content up that cannot be just removed at will. And, you know, that is all about decentralization. So there's a lot going on there. But, we're trying to push that because we think that that's really the only way to save our democracy and to save this country.
Very interesting what's going on with Elon Musk and Starlink, because it's really putting satellite on the map and people understanding that there is already and there is going to be more satellite internet service providers. And the deep states and the powers that be, they don't like that very much. They tried to get Elon Musk to censor Russia during this conflict. And also he did provide Starlink terminals to Ukraine. So just satellite communication playing a huge role, and being a free speech absolutist, as he calls himself, Elon Musk, you know, this is really making people realize that satellite is the future. Where is this industry going, you know, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years down the road? How much of our communication and our internet and data services are going to be satellite based, do you think?
Well, it's pretty much already all of them, you know, but the thing is with these cell phone companies and cell phones, they're having to bounce messages off local towers. Those towers then send the signal up to the sky and then back down to another tower and then across to the correct phone. But yeah, I think you will see a move away from cell towers. I think we really have to. Because the cell towers are really what are the problem. They're the reason that you can only get a signal, you know, in certain areas. You know, what Elon's doing and what other people are doing is not surprising, given the fact that the cost of putting things up there in the sky has come way down. Look, for $8,000, you can put up your own satellite, your own mini satellite. It's a couple of inches across, and it'll stay up there in low Earth orbit for a week. I mean, you know, and that's being used for kind of education purposes and so on. But we've gone from billions of dollars to thousands of dollars. And I think you'll see other people, not just Starlink, putting up low Earth orbit satellites, you know, because the Google balloons and all these other things seem to have failed. So I think, yeah, satellites are going to be the future and cell towers are going to go away, hopefully, so that everyone can have access. And I think it'd be great if we could see more companies like Starlink coming up. So there is more choice. There is more, you know, freedom to choose providers that providing uncensored service. And that's our hope. You know, I think at the same time, you know, you're going to see governments try and control that, just like they control, try and control cryptocurrency or anything that kind of threatens their way of life. They're not going to like it, but it's up to us to push it and to support it.
Last question for you, Chris, and thank you for giving your insight on the future there. What about the health of people and the radiation and frequency exposure from these towers and these devices nowadays? Does satellite hardware and satellite connection differ at all compared to regular cellular type of frequencies?
I mean, honestly, I don't know if I'm qualified to answer that exactly. I can tell you my experience is if I put my cell phone next to a radio or something, it goes crazy. If I put my satellite phone there, it doesn't. You know, that's not technical proof or evidence or medical evidence at all. But I, you know, cell phones clearly do have an issue. And I think you've seen a lot of people trying to cover up what they're actually doing and the effect they're having on us. You know, just like any technology that's popular, nobody wants to end the party, you know. So I think it'd be nice to have a little more clarity into that, and nice if the government wasn't maybe protecting all of these companies from liability and everything else, because we all have a right to know, and then we can make informed decisions. I don't think the government should be telling us what to do, but I think that, you know, we should, we're entitled to have, you know, all of the information and everything that they know. Because I'm sure they know a lot more than we do. So we can make our own choices. And if we make a choice that's bad for us, just like if you smoke like I do, you know, I know it's bad for me. That's my decision. You know, I feel like I want to make my decisions. I don't want the government or anyone or Facebook or Google making them for me.
Absolutely. Thank you for standing up for what's right, for the Constitution, free speech. Really appreciate it. Chris Hoare from the Satellite Store. We're going to go to a quick break. When we get back, you'll get my final thoughts.
I'm Clay Clark, and I'm not an inventor. And this is Bob.
My name is Bob Healy, and I'm the inventor of the Grill Blazer Grill Gun.
Gentlemen, let me introduce you to the Grill Gun.
Oh!
I would have greened that anyway.
I need that!
Yes!
How does your equation work?
Okay, now hang on. It's a fairly sophisticated equation. You have a grill gun. It creates fire. Fire plus grilling equals America.
You push it down and... Yeah. It is a lot of fun. Check it out!
Fire plus grilling equals America.
Thank you for watching Making Sense of the Madness. That is Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on AmericanMediaPeriscope.com, America's Patriot-only super channel. So today at the beginning, the monologue, I gave you the breaking news headlines. And what we really came as the theme for that monologue is unconventional warfare. You know, we've got these baby formula shortage going on, and that's just unprecedented. We can't just keep chalking these things up to coincidences when a baby formula factory closes, or when a food factory or a fertilizer factory blows up or catches on fire. We're gonna have to read between the lines, look a little deeper and see what's going on. Same thing with this monkeypox thing that popped up. It didn't just pop up. You know, this was something that was talked about as the deep state likes to do their little exercises and agendas years in advance. They've been talking about smallpox and monkeypox, Bill Gates has certainly been talking about it quite a bit over the years. So this is not a surprise. This is war. This is a type of warfare. This is biological warfare. And the U.S. has many biolabs all throughout the world. And Russia and China have been accusing the United States at the UN Security Council of having biolabs, bioweapons research. And this is going to become more and more of a topic, certainly if China invades Taiwan and captures U.S.-funded biolabs there, just like Russia did in Ukraine. This is going to be a topic that is talked about more and more. In fact, the mainstream media, which is totally fake and funded by the deep state, is already trying to seed the idea that Russia is going to infect NATO countries with some type of bioweapon. And sure enough, monkeypox has been detected in only NATO countries. Isn't that a coincidence? It seems like they're trying to gear up to try to blame Russia. Russia's already blaming the US, and certainly with the Wuhan laboratory messing around with monkeypox, China's in the mix there as well. So this is unconventional warfare, and we just need to keep it front of mind, keep on asking the right questions, and don't fall for the same things that we fell for with COVID-19, with the tyranny, right? With the phony testing, with the masks and the social distancing and the anti-humanity measures, the mandates from the governors, from the various tyrants. We cannot let that happen again. We need to learn our lesson. Also talked to Dr. Kirk Elliott about all of the different ways that we need to step back, take a step back, look at the macro level, these cycles that have been happening for decades, and really be able to try to figure out what's going to happen next in the financial world. And it seems like gold and silver is just one of those things that just makes sense to preserve and protect wealth, but possibly to grow it. It could go through the same cycle that went through in the last stagflation era. It's also good to talk to Chris Hoare about how we can stay censorship resistant with different types of technology, satellite technology. Very interesting topic. Thank you for watching today. You can get my breaking news updates at SeanMorganReport.com. God bless all you patriots. Good night and good luck.